Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Sergeant Tyler Millis is joining us from the Minnesota State Patrol to answer that question and discuss that conundrum. Sergeant Millis, thank you so much for joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline.
Thank you for having me.
All right. So are you taking me to the pokey? If I'm high, but I don't test anything on the breathalyzer, what happens?
That's a great question, and we get it quite frequently. Law enforcement around the state are trained to observe impairment or clues of impairment, and that doesn't matter if it's alcohol, cannabis, or other substances out there. Impairment's impairment, so they will put that individual through standardized field sobriety the same way that they do alcohol. The only difference, like you said, is when they blow in a breathalyzer and the zeros, then what? What takes place is that the officers will get a search warrant signed by a judge and eventually get a blood or urine test, and then that gets tested by the Minnesota Bureau of Criminal Apprehension.
But doesn't that take a long time?
It can. The wait times are down quite a bit now. It takes about a month or two. But yeah, it does take a little bit.
Wait, but in a month or two, I'm not going to be high, so the pot is not going to be in my urine. Or you're saying they have to take the blood or urine test right there on the side of the road? They don't have to do that, right?
No, there's different circumstances. We have law enforcement phlebotomists that are actually law enforcement personnel trained to draw blood. We can collect urine as well. Sometimes we'll take the individual to a hospital where hospital staff will perform that blood draw. But ultimately, it has to be signed by a judge, a search warrant, and it is in a controlled environment. That's not something that will take place on the side of the road.
Okay, so I guess I'm still curious, and I'm sorry if I'm being dense about this. You pull me over, you know, like I pass most of the tests, or you suspect, but I don't blow anything on the alcohol on the meter. Do you just let me go? Do you take me downtown? And you're saying it could take a month to get that from a judge, what you need from a judge. So, like, what happens in the moment?
Yeah, so in the moment, you would be placed under arrest at that time based on that officer's probable cause. And like I said, that blood or urine sample would get collected. At that point in time, you typically get booked into jail, and then that process takes place. Typically, you're released, and then that complaint is pending until those results come back.
Oh, so you take me to the pokey because I'm driving erratically. You take me in to jail because even though I'm not drunk, you can still take me in. Is that right?
As long as we have probable cause and you're showing those signs of impairment, yes, we can.
Okay. Now, are you seeing a lot of this? Are you guys doing a lot of this? Because that was a main concern when we legalized weed in this state. How are we going to test for it? How are we going to know people are not driving high? And if they're driving high, are they dangerous? Like, there's a lot we don't know. How is this all shaking out?
Yeah, that's another great question. It is It's always been around drunk driving has been a problem, and it hasn't gone anywhere. And over the last few years, it really hasn't changed. It stayed pretty stagnant as far as the numbers year to year go. What I can tell you is, yes, we are seeing cannabis DWIs out there. It is an issue and it is a concern. And there's a lot of confusion with it. When can people and can't people drive after consuming? And quite frankly, there's just not a good answer for it. It is so person dependent.
Okay, so is there a system in place for you guys, for the State Patrol, for Minnesota, to keep drivers safe as cannabis becomes more prevalent in Minnesota? Do you guys have a system for testing for this? I mean, other than what you just described, you know, taking somebody in if there's probable cause. Do you have any other system that's in place right now?
To be quite frank, our best system is the Minnesotans and the other individuals driving out on our roadways. If we see something dangerous, we have to say something. You have to alert the authorities if you see dangerous driving behavior. And also, if you're somewhere where people are consuming cannabis, alcohol, anything else, make sure you stop that driver. Our best thing that we can do is stop it before it starts.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Talk to me about the high-tech oral swab kits that they're available for roadside testing, but A, are they accurate, and are you guys even using them yet?
Yeah, so we did a oral fluid pilot project at Sunsetted in February. That was legislatively driven, so that's when we had to stop that pilot project. What I can say is those instruments, they worked how we expected them to. We have since pulled them off the road, and that's because we had a report, we gave that to legislation, and now it's up to legislators to decide if that is something law enforcement can use or not. So right now we are not using them. But we have high hopes that they will come back.
Did you find them to be effective?
We don't have great data on that just because it was a pilot project. We couldn't use them for, we were simply checking the accuracy of them is all we were doing.
Okay. Recreational use of marijuana was signed into law by Governor Walz on May 30th of 2023. Can you give us a state of the roads since 2023? Is it worse out there? Is it getting better out there? I mean, anecdotally, I know you say you don't have a lot of data, but you're with the Minnesota State Patrol. What are you seeing in the 2 years since weed has been legal in Minnesota on the roads in relation to marijuana?
I can tell you, as far as the drivers and the public goes, there is a lot of confusion. And that's just because of the steps that were put in place. In 2023, it was legalized, but it could only be sold on native lands. And then from there, it went to now it can be sold anywhere in the state. So there's a lot of confusion on that. There's a lot of confusion on the packaging. So I can say that we have seen more violations of people having it in their vehicle improperly. And I can also just say, again, anecdotally, driving around, I smell it a lot more just driving, driving around the state. So, just with that being said, yeah, we're seeing more of it. And I truly believe that's going to continue.
I've seen it too. I got to be honest, you know, I'll pull up next to somebody and they are sucking on a joint. And I think that is so bold and disrespectful. And like, I wonder where, I guess they feel emboldened to be able to do this. I don't know if there are not enough people to pull them over, or they feel like they can just hide it, or they feel like they're going to get away with it. But I'm with you. I see a lot more of it too. And I just think it's very brash. I know that's not a question, so I'll ask you a different one. Unless you wanted to comment, but one of our texters said, ask him what the actual impairments are that cannabis causes. So share a little bit about that.
Yeah, I will comment on that first portion that you were talking about. And it is, there, you know, some of that could be just, again, people aren't educated enough of when and when they can't use, but also, When you're using cannabis, when you're behind the wheel, that's just completely dangerous, and it's putting other people's lives at danger. So it's like, what we ask is use it at home or somewhere where you're not in a car. If you want to use it, use it. Just don't get behind the wheel and endanger other individuals. Now, as far as the impairment goes, there's a wide variety. Kind of what I said earlier is it affects people so vastly different. So one of the main things that it does impair is short-term memory. It can impair people's ability to balance, to walk, obviously driving. Multitasking is huge when we talk about driving the car and you have to steer and look at the deer that just came out of the ditch and check your mirrors and hit the blinker. It affects all of that. It affects speech. It affects your eyes, your ears, really all of your senses. What it also does, what we have is what's called drug recognition evaluators that are basically the highest trained officer as far as impairment goes. And a couple of the things that they do is take blood pressures and pulse. And what cannabis does, regardless of what strain, it increases your pulse and it increases your blood pressure. So there's actually a lot of stuff happening inside your body that people aren't aware of as well.
And all of these things, are you telling us that it makes it unsafe for you to drive?
Absolutely. Yes, 100%. Okay. When you're talking short-term memory, when you're talking the inability to divide somebody's attention, like if you think about how many things we do every second while we're driving, where our eyes are looking, what we're hearing, if we're doing blinker, brake, speed, accelerator, all of that at once, if we can't divide our attention to do those tasks, it makes for a dangerous driver.
And I know that we don't have results yet from those cheek swab tests. And this will be my last question. I know I've kept you too long. If it proves that those cheek swab tests are effective for you guys to use, you know, like roadside breathalyzers, are you worried there will not be enough money to equip you guys, the Minnesota State Patrol with that? Or is there money set aside for something like this to keep the roads safe?
You know, I don't have a lot to do with the budget that's done at a higher level. But what I can say is that there is support. I don't think there's any legislator at the Capitol that wants to see dangerous driving behavior out there. So I do know there is support. As far as the funding goes, I do believe that'll get sorted out when that time comes.
Fair enough. Sergeant Tyler Millis with the Minnesota State Patrol, I so appreciate you joining us and taking the time for this education today. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, and stay safe out there.
You got it. I mean, boy, that's a hard job, and it's so true. I have, like, been on the highway or pulled up at a stoplight next to somebody who's smoking a joint. I know I'm a rule follower. I know I'm a goody-goody and a baby, but that is bold. Bold, bold, bold.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, former Real Housewife of Potomac.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus. And this is Undomesticated, the podcast where we aren't just saying the quiet parts out loud.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. If you're ready for some bold takes and a little bit of chaos, welcome to Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.